All right, tomorrow is a beautiful day for a ball game, really. I mean, it's crappy out, but I mean, doesn't this motivate you people out there to want to watch baseball, to have baseball back, spring training, back in Chicago again? Welcome in, everybody. Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. Friday night in Chicago. Glad you could be with us. 312-981-7200 is our number. You can call or text throughout the show. So here, let me tell you a little bit what's on the show. After 8 o'clock tonight, we're going to talk about, you ever see those fading advertising signs around Chicago, you know, on brick walls and stuff, like when a building comes down and you see a vintage advertising? Well, there's a book about it, and we're going to talk to the author. And these signs date back sometimes to the turn of the century, through the 1950s, even the 60s. And again, when buildings come down, they come out of their glory. So very cool story, and we'll share with that with you after 8. It's also Lent, 40-day season of prayer, fasting, begins on Ash Wednesday, sundown on Holy Thursday, especially for us Catholics. So we need good meatless dining options on Fridays. And we're going to talk to Samantha Nelson from the Chicago Tribune about her fish fry picks. And then we're going to talk to Jenny Giordano about Tony's Deli in Chicago and Edison Park. They have a legendary pepper and egg sandwich. So we've got that covered for you for sure. But since we've been talking about Arizona and spring training in our On the Map travel show, tomorrow is the first spring training game of the season. Cubs take on the Giants in Sloan Park over there in Mesa, Arizona. And Caitlin Hendricks is a content creator that works with the Chicago Cubs and the MLB. And you might have seen her on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. She's very creative, passionate about what she does. Joins us in studio. Hey, Caitlin.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. You know, I find you to be very, very entertaining, very, very funny. But you,
Thank you. But
you told me, I said, where, you know, did you have any formal training? And you said, a little Second City, but no, really, this is just your sense of humor.
Yeah, I took one acting class. It was like the most basic acting class at Second City. And then I hung up my hat on that one and just myself. Yeah.
So let me just ask you, like, I'm sure people have asked you this. Where does your sense of humor come from? Does the family give credit for it? Do they take credit for it? Like, where do you
get it from? Definitely take credit for it. Yeah. They love to do that. But no, they're actually very funny. My parents are goofballs. You'll see them in a bunch of my videos, and they are all in on making videos with me, and they are hilarious.
I think I've seen your dad. I wouldn't mess with your dad.
He's a big guy.
But that's where you think you formed the comedy. Was it anything you watched on television? Was it like, what did you watch growing up? Because I just find it fascinating.
Yeah, I have four brothers, so we are like all about the sitcoms. So like literally any sitcom that is out there, like Parks and Rec, The Office, like they can quote it like there's no tomorrow. Okay. I am like sitting there struggling to remember the quotes, but like I feel like that's our sense of humor.
So they say out of pain comes comedy. You were the only female in that house besides your mom with four brothers.
Painful, yes.
That's what it is. Yep. That's what it is right there. All right. Are you ready for Chicago baseball?
I am so ready for Chicago baseball. It has been so long.
It feels too long. I know.
Oh my gosh. It's felt like forever.
You went to the convention, and by the way, no relation to Kyle Hendricks at all. But you
is there? I don't know.
Oh, is there?
I'll never tell.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. But you had a great time there. Like, who did you get to talk to when you were there?
Oh my gosh. It was so fun. I got to talk to literally everybody. We were backstage behind the stage that everybody was doing their panels on. So every time the players would come back, we'd get to make videos with them, talk to them. So I talked to my potential relative Kyle. I talked to Cody Bellinger, like all the new guys we got to talk to. Nico. Patrick Wisdom was amazing.
Okay.
Literally almost the whole team, I feel like.
That's very cool.
Yeah, I got to meet a lot of the prospects too.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Lifelong Cubs fan.
Yes.
Okay. I feel like that's something that kind of gets handed down generation to generation. Mm-hmm. Is that the case with you too?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
What do you think about people that say, oh, Cubs and Sox, I love both of them?
No, you can't. You have to pick.
Yes.
You have to pick.
That means you don't give a damn about baseball, I think.
I agree.
Right?
That's just like you're there for the day for fun and the beers.
And I say this to all due respect to all the Sox fans, because we have listeners that are both Cubs fans and Sox fans out there. But like if I go there, it's usually for a crosstown game.
Oh, for sure.
I will explore the food, because there was a time, you know, before the Ricketts really redid Wrigley, that mm-hmm. the food sucked there for the most part. And so you were at Comiskey, and I'm going to still call it Comiskey. I don't care.
It's definitely Comiskey.
Yeah. And that, you know, there was some cool choices there. You're like, wow, you get this? You get parking right in front of the stadium?
I know.
But they have done a spectacular job around that neighborhood, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. And real quick side note, the parking outside of Comiskey is horrendous now. It is so hard to get in and out.
Oh.
My goodness. But yes, the neighborhood outside of Wrigley is like dream neighborhood. Like, I love that area so much, and there's just so much to do, and I just think it's so unique because I don't think that there are a lot of stadiums that are like that.
Yeah, there is, and I know they're trying to do some things around the field and mm-hmm. almost block off the streets like they do at Fenway. I think yep. Fenway does it too. But there's some people that I hear all the time, they ruin Wrigleyville. Was anyone there before with the gravel lot crap that was in front of the building yeah. and so forth? I mean, this is an incredible experience. And like, my youngest son doesn't know anything other than that. If I showed him pictures of what it looked like 8 years ago, he'd be like, what is this? Is this in a third world country?
Is
that a parking lot? Exactly. So you posted something, and I'm just going to highlight some of the things that you do. And you're very unique the way you think about things. What job MLB teams would have?
Yep.
So talk about like how you came up with that.
I like to basically humanize teams because mm-hmm. I just think there's something there when you do that, and I think that it's fun to kind of poke fun at different teams, yeah. all in good humor, you know.
Okay.
And I just like to imagine them in everyday situations. I think the first one I did was MLB teams as my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then I yes. just kind of like snowballed from there. So I just will randomly think about like things I'm doing in my day and be like, okay, well, what would a team do? And obviously, you know, I go to work, so
yeah.
teams would have jobs if, yeah. you know, they were human beings. So I decided to do that one.
Throw some out there.
I did the Nationals, poor Nationals. Said that they're the intern because they're just... If you watch baseball, you know they are not the greatest team currently.
No. And it looks like the Walgreens logo. That's what I always see when I see that hat.
I mean, yeah, it does, actually. Right, I have never thought about that. But so they're the intern. They're not getting paid, and like no one actually thinks that they should be because they're not a very good intern. They're not really doing their job. Yeah. They're just kind of there for
phone.
They're there for college credit.
Yeah.
And then I put the A's as the starving artist because they want to make it look like they're actually doing something and make it look like they're trying to make something really pretty, but they're not actually getting anywhere and they're not selling anybody. And like, let's be honest, nobody's going to A's games.
That's true. Yeah.
And then the Cubs, obviously, I put them as the interior designer. And this was more of a, I'm a Cubs fan, so I'm going to say
type
of thing.
Yeah.
And I said that they're an interior designer because they know how to put things that look good together, aka our infield.
But you do love the Cubs. I mean, everything you do is so central focused. So there has to be a little fun, tongue in cheek in there as well. You have a bucket list of ballparks that you want to visit this season.
Yep.
Fenway is one. You've been to Fenway before though, right?
I've been outside of Fenway.
Okay.
I haven't actually been in the park.
Yeah.
I think there's like a restaurant behind the stadium that I've been to.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But Fenway to me is like, you know, even though, you know, obviously not a Red Sox fan. I lived in New York for a while, but mm-hmm. you know, it's still like a sacred place.
Yes.
In baseball history. Mm-hmm. So you cannot do anything but be in awe when you're in there, regardless of who's playing.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons I really want to go, just because of the history of it. It's the oldest baseball park, and then Wrigley's right after.
Yeah. What are some of the other ones?
I really want to go to Petco.
Yeah.
I have been dying to go to Petco.
Tell me why.
I've heard such great things about it. I've heard that the food's amazing, the views are amazing, and that the fan experience is so good. And I need to experience that myself.
Okay.
So, and it's San Diego. You can't go wrong
with
San Diego, right?
That's true.
And then I really want to go to Rogers Center, and that is solely because I want to go to Toronto.
All right.
I think that the Blue Jays are an exciting team. I don't really have any feelings towards them either way.
Yeah.
They win, awesome. If they lose, like, okay. But I just really want to go to Toronto, so I really want to see that.
You do talk
one.
About the teams like a boyfriend.
Right? I mean, they could be, right?
They could be.
Yeah. And then I want to go to PNC because I've heard that one's awesome. I want to go to Citizens Bank. I really wanted to go there for the World Series, but I was at the World Series this past year, but I ended up in Houston. So really want to see that one too. I just heard such great things about like all of these.
Cool.
So yeah.
I just wanted to talk about baseball, and you just seem like the right person just to get in the
I'm
mood
here for
this.
You.
You are here for me. All right, we're talking baseball with Caitlin Hendricks. She is a content creator for MLB and the Chicago Cubs. And there's more with her next on 720 WGN. All right, Dave Plyer, 720 WGN. We're talking to Caitlin Hendricks. And you know, I know you've seen her creatively talk about her Cubbies all over social media, and I'll give you some of her handles a little bit later. So it's been an exciting offseason, hasn't it? When you actually look at like who they're bringing in and even redoing some of the coaching staffs, it almost feels like it did a few years before 2016.
I honestly was getting a little bit nervous because I feel like things were like going slow, and I was like, come on, we got to do something. And then I'm okay with it now.
Yeah.
I feel a lot better.
Last year was probably the toughest year to be at a game. And I will tell you, all my life, I've gone win, lose. It doesn't matter to me. I love being in the ballpark. I love rooting on our team. It was a tough one. So yeah. I think everybody knew they had to spend some money and do some real work this year.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I am always somebody that's going to be like, no, like they have a chance. Like, it's just like, they're fine. It's a rebuilding year. They're going to be okay. And that's like how I was last year, but I was really lying to myself. Because it wasn't a great year. Yeah. It was not a great year. Yeah. We did have a couple like games winning 21-0 against the Pirates, but you know, it was the Pirates. So I was there.
That was maybe one of the big games that I brought like a ton of people to, and I was like, well, we're going to have a beer and we're going to eat. And I'm watching this and I'm like, we're looking at each other like, do you see what's happening
that
here?
Is amazing.
Yeah, it was like, it was almost like out of season.
There were so many games like that last season though, just not just the Cubs, but in general, so many high run games. It was crazy.
Is there anyone that is new, the prospects and so forth, that you're excited about after you've read about them and so forth?
I'm really excited about Dansby, obviously. Okay. I feel like he's gonna really just amp up our infield, and I think that we're gonna have a really good defense this year, especially up the middle with Nico at second. And then I'm really, really excited about Jameson too. I talked to him at CubsCon for a while. Mm-hmm. He is such a nice guy. And I feel like as long as his injuries are all better and he's all good, then I feel like he's going to be exciting to watch.
Now, coaching staff, you know, they've replaced some folks on here. 11 coaches are returning. I've always loved David Ross from the beginning, and he's been on the show before too, but he's got his work cut out for him like he's done the last few years. I almost feel like we got to do it for him.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love David Ross.
Right?
He is such a gem. Yeah. But yeah, he's definitely got a lot. He's got a lot to do this year. It's always interesting whenever you have to bring in new players and everything. And plus he was a player himself. So you get that awesome aspect of like knowing what that's like, but he was a player, not a manager. So it's a different role that you're having to fill. And I think he's been doing well. But it'll be interesting to see what he does this year with all the new talent that we have.
They've been behind him too, which is really, because you know, you see baseball all the time, like, you know, they are not talking to this guy, they're not behind him, they're not backing him up. I always feel that with David, and I think they feel like they owe him that respect.
Yeah, and I do think that he does have a good manager friend kind of, I don't know, you know what I mean? Yeah, where I think like he gets along with the players on a player level, but also on a manager level, and I think that that's a really cool different kind of aspect to that, because I don't think that that happens a lot.
What do you drink at Wrigley?
Oh my gosh, it really depends on the day. Most of the time, a beer. I go just classic beer, Bud Light. Yeah. Maybe get fancy with a Mick Ultra. But on occasion, I'll have a nice whiskey.
Yeah, same here.
I love a good 7 and 7.
And their clubs have some great, you know, Manhattans and Old Fashions and all that stuff as well. What's the beer? I'm curious.
I'm not a big beer person, so I'm not a big like craft person.
Yeah.
So I really just go for like the Bud Lights.
So funny.
I'm really just playing with that.
So I will do, just because I think my grandfather did it, like, and I am too. I'll do like a Bourbon County when it's released, because it's like bourbon in the fall. But if I'm at a game, I'm going to have an Old Style, because it's barely beer.
Yeah.
It's great. It's just, you know, it's watered down with the, you know, the pumps and everything. But I will absolutely have best food. Like, what do you enjoy eating there?
Oh my gosh. I did a video with them last year of all the food. And
I remember that. Yeah.
I didn't even know that they had all this. Mm-hmm. Top three, I think, Twisted Tater. It's this massive, like, tater tot. Like
if
spiral.
You could see her face, she got like determined about having that again.
It's so good. And then I love hot pretzels, but they have this one thing. I think it's called like North Side Twisted Pretzel or something like that. It is massive. It is in a pizza box. It is the size of a pizza. And it comes with like a cheese dipping sauce and the cinnamon thing. It changed my life. It changed my life. And it was so good.
All right.
And then just the classic home run and pizza. There's just something about it. I don't know what it is, but like, it works.
But you said in the break you eat a lot of cheese pizza.
I love cheese pizza.
Okay. All right. Coca-Cola back at Wrigley after 42 years.
I'm like, thrilled. I'm a Coca-Cola girl.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm a Coke over a Pepsi.
The last time it was sold was 81 when Jack Brickhouse, and you know who Jack Brickhouse is, obviously, it retired the broadcast booth. That's how long it's been.
That's
since
wild.
Coke has been there. I like my Smoky Links.
Yeah.
Like that's old school. Yeah. I need that for myself.
Yeah.
All right. Caitlin said to me that I am really good at trivia.
That is not what I said. That is not what I said.
I am really good at Cubs trivia. All right, so let me ask you just a few questions, because we only have a few minutes here. What was the original? These are easy, I think.
We hope.
What was the original name of the ballpark at Clark and Addison before?
I do know that. Yeah. I just did a series with them, Cubs 101, so we'll see if I'm actually good at this. Mm-hmm. But that was Wegman.
Yes, it was.
And then it went to Cubs Park after that.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Okay. How many ballparks have the Chicago Cubs called? Oh, God, that's too much. That's too many of them. All right. Okay, what's the name of the Cubs' home ballpark for spring training?
Sloan.
I hope you were listening to the show earlier.
Yes,
okay.
And I'm going to be there in a couple weeks.
Are you good? Yes. I was going to ask you if you do spring. Yes. Okay. On what island did the Cubs once hold their spring training sessions?
I know this one because I like to call it Catalina, but it's Catalina.
Okay, yep. Right. Because I think they were in Arizona, and then they took a break and did something. Like, they were in California, then they did Arizona, then it was another 1 year.
Yeah, and I think the Wrigleys just really loved Catalina.
That's why.
Yeah.
They just wanted to make it convenient for
them.
They just
wanted vacation.
For them, yeah. What happens if a ball lands in the ivy and gets stuck there?
Two things. One, if the player goes to grab it, that ball is in play, so good luck trying to find that. But if they throw their hands up, it's a ground rule double.
That's right. Okay. All right. What year, I'll give you what year, not date, was the first night game?
Oh, I do know this. 1988.
Yeah.
But they had lights before.
They did.
But they had to send them off to Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, it was World War II.
Yep, that was part of my Cubs 101.
Yeah, you're terrible at trivia.
This is kind of cheap because I did do a Cubs 101.
Okay,
so,
okay.
You know?
All right, okay, all right. What does the W flag mean? Hello.
Win.
Yeah, win. All right, let me find one. I got to find a really tough one for you.
Give me one I don't know.
We got 2 minutes. You probably know this, though. Why do the foul poles at Wrigley have hey, hey on the sign?
Brickhouse.
Brickhouse, okay. largest crowd ever at Wrigley.
Oh, gosh. I know we normally have around like 30 to 35, so it's got to be more than that.
On July 27th, 1930, and I wouldn't have known this off the top of my head, I'm reading.
Okay.
51,556
fans.
Dang. And if you looked at the pictures from back then, there was barely any, like there was no bleachers hardly, there was barely any.
How?
Like, did they sit on the field?
Seriously?
Yeah, okay.
That's crazy.
All right, I got time for one more. How many All-Star games have been played at Wrigley?
Oh, I do know this because I thought that the All-Star game was going to be here this year for some reason, three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. It was 1947, 1962, and 1990. There you have it.
Yep.
So you can follow Caitlin, Caitlin with a C, by the way, on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, MySpace. She's everywhere, I'm telling you. any handles you want to throw out there?
It's just Caitlin_Hendricks on all things except Twitter. Twitter is just Caitlin Hendricks and with an X because it wouldn't let me have my full name.
Okay, real quick. Do you have a Friday night fish fries thing that you like or a pepper and egg sandwich?
Oh, gosh. I'm probably going to get cheese pizza.
Cheese pizza right after this. Thanks, Caitlin. Let's do it again.
Yes, thank you.